Welcome to In-Depth, an in-depth look at the interesting, educational, and timely topics affecting you right here in Marion County and beyond. The one to count on for today's local news coverage is KNIA KRLS. And now with today's In-Depth, here is Dr. Bob Leonard.
A Presbyterian minister, psychotherapist, and author originally from Sully is coming to Pella to share his works of self-discovery, spirituality, and more. Let's go in depth with Carol Arkema. Carol, where are you from?
Originally from Sully, Iowa.
All right, and so you grew up there? You grew up on a farm or in town?
Yes, I grew up on a farm about 2 miles outside of Sully and left for college when I was 17.
And where'd you go to college?
Calvin College, Grand Rapids, Michigan.
Okay, so tell us about a little bit about your life after college.
After college, I went to Princeton Theological Seminary and graduated from there in 1974. Did a couple things. I was kind of scared to get into the parish ministry. I did the Jonah thing of running away. And did drug counseling for a year, chaplaincy for a year. Then I did get a job in a church in Newark, New Jersey. And while I was there, I realized that I wanted to do counseling, psychotherapy full-time. So then I applied to a postgraduate training program in Manhattan called Blanton Peel Graduate Institute. And that was a 4-year full-time residency. Took classes, saw patients, got supervised, graduated from there in 1983. And I've been doing psychotherapy, marriage and family therapy ever since.
Wow, that's a long way from Sully.
Yeah. And I don't want to forget to mention Pella Christian High was an important piece of my journey. Yeah, a couple of teachers there were very influential, especially in hindsight. The religion teacher, Harold Bossenbrook, and the English teacher, Cornelius van der Rey. So, yeah. Long way from Sully, right?
More in depth after this. I continued my conversation with Presbyterian minister, psychotherapist, and author Carol Arkema. Is it possible to share, maybe the two or three most important things you learned on your journey?
Yeah. One is my journey has been what I would call coming out of hiding. I grew up, Sully, it was great to grow up on a farm, but the religious culture when I was there was quite judgmental, spare the rod, spoil the child type thing. So I lived with a fair amount of fear of, getting punished by my dad, who was doing, the best he could as a father. So I kind of hid a good bit of, in terms of not expressing myself very much. I was quiet, always got good grades. So then when I went to Calvin, that same thing was true in Pella Christian, really. Then when I got to Calvin College, there was a religion teacher who really helped me take a big step out of hiding. He always opened classes and closed the class with prayer, and he asked students to volunteer to pray at the end of the class, and I didn't volunteer for quite a while. Finally, I did, said a prayer, didn't think, it was anything special, but it's still moving even as I think about it. He said, Mr. Arkema, could you please see me a few minutes after class? And so I was kind of scared. Oh, boy, what's he going to say, you know? And he said, you've got to speak up more. And as you can hear, it still moves me. And that began, you know, a long, slow, steady journey of being more expressive, valuing what I had to say more and more over time in various contexts. And then, you know, getting into my own psychotherapy as a way of learning more about myself and how I was getting in my own way and that sort of thing. And then when I got into I was running away from parish ministry thinking I didn't have what it took to really be a minister. But when I got in there in 1976 at the church in Newark, I just thrived. You know, it was way easier than I thought. I mean, you know, not that it was all a picnic, but So I realized I was running away from something I really didn't need to run away from. I was very successful there. And then when I got into the training program to be a psychotherapist, you know, I had to show my work to supervisors, talk about it, tape record sessions. So I was kind of forced to come out of hiding. And I did, and I learned again, you know, that I was quite talented. Got chosen to be on the faculty there when I graduated. And then, I guess, to kind of wrap that theme up of coming out of hiding, was when I became a poet. I mean, I had no idea. You know, I majored in English at Calvin. And then in 10, 11 years ago, I wrote my first poem and submitted it to a journal of religion and health, which I enjoyed reading. And the editor accepted it. You know, it just, that's another thing that moves me to this day. You know, so I have my first poem accepted and published, and I've been writing poetry ever since. I've had two books published now, and still writing, and still doing psychotherapy too. So that's a major theme. I almost can't think of another one. Right? Two things I've learned. That's a big one.
More in depth after this. I continued my conversation with Presbyterian minister, psychotherapist, and author Carol Arkema. Well, and you're going to be coming soon back to the area, and you're going to be providing some readings of your poetry. Right?
Right, right.
Do you want to highlight one or two? I understand that you're going to have several readings.
Yes, you mean highlight where they'll be?
Yeah, tell people where they'll be and when and what time.
Okay, I'm coming there early April. So on Sunday, April 8th at 2 p.m., I'll be doing a reading and discussion at Pella Christian High. So that's Sunday the 8th, 2 p.m., Pella Christian. Then there are a few private readings I'm doing. The next public one would be Saturday the 14th at 1:30 at Second Reformed Church. So it's Saturday 1:30, Second Reformed. And then the third public reading will be 7 p.m. on Monday, April 16th at Garden Chapel Funeral Home. Yeah. So those are the three public events.
Your latest book is Poems of Mourning and Healing Memory. Why Mourning and Healing Memory?
Well, morning. As I have thought about all this, people do just mourn, and so the best thing to do, and I'm saying this as both as a pastor and as a therapist, is to talk it out, and you know, to cry it out, to let those emotions and feelings out with somebody whom you trust. And and people mourn whether they talk about it or not, and it's healthier to talk about it. So mourning is healing. I mean, you know, to engage in a mourning grieving process, support group or with a therapist or friend, family member, is healing in and of itself. And then memories are very healing. The kind of double entendre of the title is that remembering can be healing, just as I was reviewing that thread in my life of coming out of hiding. It's been very powerful and healing for me just to realize that that was one thing that was happening for me, and remembering the people in my life who helped me grow and become more out there, express myself. And
do you have a short poem you could read for us to give us a flavor of your work?
Yeah, I can read a poem called Dad's Pillow. The original title was Dad and His Pillow. I shortened it for the book. So, yeah, Dad's Pillow. With wide-eyed wonder, at about age 8, standing in the next room, I caught my dad half gently punching his pillow with his powerful arm and fist into perfect shape until it was just right as he lay down to nap. He lay his head on it twice to test it, then relaxed into it with a blissful look, and soon thereafter fell asleep. At now 68, I know just that feeling, me, my pillow, and blissful sleep. Seeing him do that planted a seed of empowerment that grew in me, that I could shape something simple as a pillow to suit me rather than accommodate myself to it.
Well, that's quite a lesson learned from an interaction of your dad and a pillow. You were a very thoughtful boy.
Yeah. Thoughtful and observant, yes.
Well, and so I presume your book is, I've read a few more of your poems, and I presume they're all like that, and they're all engaging and interesting and built on your life experiences.
Yeah, exactly. What originally, this is maybe a second theme I could mention in response to your earlier question, is what motivated me to write, I realized as I started writing, was to pay attention to and write about what I would call glimpses of mystery or God's presence in my life or in my work. So my poems are what I call narrative poems. They tell a story. A lot of poetry that people are familiar with can be kind of difficult to grasp or to understand the imagery or the references, that sort of thing. I try to avoid that and tell a story in my poems. Some of them are a bit long, but the story itself carries you through.
Do you encourage other people to take up poetry?
Oh, yeah. Definitely. I mean, that's one of the goals of my books is to... Yeah, hopefully reading some of my poems, people will think, oh, I can do that, you know. And I've done readings out here in the East 3 times now to small groups, maybe 20 people, give or take. And some of them have done some writing, And it's always a very, very touching experience. My poetry seems to reach kind of deeper levels with people. And then they want to talk a bit about it, which, of course, is great. So reading and discussion, yeah.
And people have the opportunity as you come back home for a little bit.
That's what I'm hoping, yeah. I feel like I was meant to do this, and it's very exciting, and I'm really looking forward to it.
Thanks to Carol Arkema for contributing to the program. For KNIA, KRLS News, this is Dr. Bob Leonard bringing you today's news and information in depth from our little corner of the universe.
In Depth is available for podcast in the radio audio media player on KNIAKRLS.com. You'll find additional information, pictures, and more, or subscribe to the In Depth podcast and never miss an episode. If you have local topics you'd like to hear on In Depth, send an email to Bob Leonard at KNIAKRLS.com. The one to count on for today's news and local information is KNIAKRLS and KNIAKRLS.com.